This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
And welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. This is WPIL Boys AA Wrestling Championships. We are underway with our semifinal matches and third round consolations. I want to clarify that. We were misinformed early on for this round here starting at 11:30. We have two semifinal matches and third round consolation finals going on. We'll get you rounded up real quickly. On mat one, Warren Warslogle of Elizabeth Ford and Mason Keyseeker of Derry area. They are underway. 3-0 Keyseeker leads. Carl Thomas and Braden McClure. That's a consolation match at 107 pounds. They are underway. No score. Holden Humphreys of Chartier Houston back out on the mat. He's got Carter Baker of Burgessound. That's the other consolation match. And Brandon Hanning of Jefferson Morgan and Angelo Bonai of Central Valley underway. No score.
Keyseeker quickly with a takedown. Now he'll let Wolfsegel come to his feet. So he'll give up the 1 point escape. There are 9 Derry area wrestlers in the semifinals.
Just an insane number.
I don't ever remember 9
semifinalists too.
Yeah.
Not just here present.
Yeah, they got 9 in the semis.
Yeah, that speaks to the success that Derry's had in 2A this season.
Keyseeker. Keyseeker will now pick up another takedown, let his man loose, goes up by a count of 6-2. Keyseeker is the top seed at 107 pounds.
You can see why so far with the way he's wrestling and controlling this match. Braden McClure of Elwood City, he is a 6 seed. He's got Carl Thomas of Burl, that's a 7 seed. Holden Humphreys, we saw him get a win in the blood round as an 8 seed. He's got Carter Baker of Burgettstown. Baker of Burgettstown, the 5 seed, leading 3-0. That's a rematch of a semifinal match at Southern Region or Southern Sectional last week. And Braden Hanning, the 3 seed out of Jefferson Morgan, no score against Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. No score there. Over here on mat 2, we've got a fall. McClure of Elwood City will fall over Carl Thomas of Burl.
Back over to Keyseeker. Keyseeker with that lead, 6-2. He's controlled things. Now sweeps the leg to the left side. Wolfsegel is trying to hold it off, and he does. 6-2 the score. Keyseeker with the lead. No score with Hanning. And Bonai over there.
Yeah, Carter Baker well on his way. 10-0 already leading over Holden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston. They're just 35 seconds into the second period. So 10-0 Baker in complete control over Humphreys. And then as you mentioned, Hanning and Bonai, no score there as the second period just begins to get underway there.
Wolfsegel with the Granby roll is Keyseeker. Keyseeker will Granby, and nice job there by Wolfsegel out of Elizabeth Ford, just let him roll through.
And Carter Baker, your winner of technical fall, 17-1 over Holden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston. Carter Baker in a consolation match will move forward into the fourth round consolations with that win.
Keyseeker will get the 1 point escape, 7-2. Wolfsegel was also warned for stalling. 7-2 the count, 8-2, excuse me. That must have been already a warning called. 8-2 now in favor of Keyseeker. Keyseeker out of Derry, the top seed.
1-0 Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, the other semifinal match at 107. He has a 1-0 lead and escape on Bonai of Central Valley. So they'll go to the edge and out of bounds. 1:11 remaining there, but that's a 1-0 lead for Hanning.
1:14 consolation match. Grayson Stroop out of Beaver County Christian is scoreless with Keystone Oaks Ryder Gerhart. They are scoreless. Are now 3-0 in favor of Gerhart. Keyseeker down on a double leg. And he'll get the takedown, 11-2.
Bonai in on a shot against Hanning. Hanning Whizzer on the edge of the mat trying to keep Bonai away. They're going to get a stalemate and back to the center. They'll go 34 seconds remaining, second period. Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, a 1-0 lead over Bonai of Central Valley. And about to get underway on mat three. Here it is, Blake Jamison of McGuffey. This is a consolation match against Jack Kondrasik of Laurel. So Jamison underway.
Kiesecker is going to go to the third period with a comfortable lead. He's pretty much dominated on the feet. Another warning for stalling. That's another point for Kiesecker.
Bonai in deep on a shot on Hanning, trying to come across to the double, trying to get that inside trip. Great defense by Hanning to fight. And they are going to run out of time. No score. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, an excellent defensive fight there. Once he got the escape, he'll take a 1-0 lead into the third period.
Wow, it's been close a couple times.
Yeah, he was real close that time, too. You could see the Central Valley bench clamoring for a takedown point, but great job to kind of split his legs out was Hanning to keep that away. No score. Jamison and Kondrasik of Laurel. Good shot there by Jamison, but he's going to run out of time. He was in on a high single, but he'll run out of time, so no score. They'll go to the second period scoreless.
Kiesecker is way out in front. 12-2. Another takedown. Put him to his back, and you got some points there.
Bonai up to his feet. Hanning able to bring him back down. Hanning will now drop down to the leg. Bonai in a tough position. Now Bonai looking for the ankle. And Hanning's going to fight and break Bonai back down. Again, Bonai started this period on bottom. So 45 seconds in, and Hanning has ridden successfully so far. Jamison continues to ride in the consolation match at 114 pounds. Wrestling Kondrasik of Laurel, who's a 4 seed. So a big opportunity for Blake Jamison of McGuffey here.
Gerhardt, 114, consolation, leading 6-0 over Stroop, Beaver County Christian. Now we get a problem with the clock over here on mat one with Kiesecker. Kiesecker is way out in front, 12-2.
Caution from Bonai, moved a false start there. So the official having a quick word as Hanning will jump back on top. Hanning leading 1-0, 1:05 remaining, third period. This is a semifinal match at 107 pounds. Likely opponent is Kiesecker on the other side, but that match is still ongoing. Bonai with the escape. He's got a point. Now he's in on deep on a single.
Again, that's about the third time he's been in there.
Yeah, he might get it this time as he's got... The only thing helping Hanning is being on the boundary. We're going to get a potentially dangerous. And so back to the center. They'll go 1-1, Bonai and Hanning. 44 seconds to go, third period.
Down to less than 40 seconds for Kiesecker. Stay over there with Hanning.
Kondrasik of Laurel. He now leads 1-0 after an escape on Jamison. 35 seconds ago, second period there. They wrestle in the neutral position. Out of bounds. Hanning and Bonai go again. Now 25 seconds to go. Hanning now trying to push the pace a little bit. Quick fall. Gerhardt of KO, a winner at 114 pounds. That's a consolation match.
Oh, he got a good single this time.
Yeah, Bonai in and... No points yet. There it is. Anthony Bonai with just 11 seconds to go with a three-point takedown of Braden Hanning. Hanning up to his feet. Bonai could just let him go here. He's going to do that. Hanning a late shot. Nothing doing. Anthony Bonai of Central Valley, a late takedown. He's a 4-2 winner at 107 pounds in the semifinal match.
Kiesecker's your winner. He will move on out to take on Bonai out of Central Valley. And it brings up now down right below us, 114 pounds, semifinal matchup. This is going to be Caleb Delaney taking on Bolger.
Again, we've had two.
Bolger is the top seed, Delaney the 4 seed. Patrick Bolger.
over on Matt, Brock McClure of Bentworth. He'll get a quick takedown and a four-point near fall. So he leads Chase Brown of Yawk 7-0. Brock McClure, a 7 seed. He's got a 7-0 lead. Kondrasik of Laurel still leading 1-0 over Jason of McGuffey. They wrestle in the neutral position, 90 seconds to go. Third period and underway on Matt 4. Now Bobby Lemley of Bentworth. This is a semifinal match against Javion Chambers of Highland. No score there.
Caleb Delaney with a double leg shot on the top seed, Bolger. Patrick Bolger out of Derry High School. And now he's got Caleb going into a, Bolger's going to get the takedown. Almost had a cradle locked up on Delaney. Delaney able to get out of that 3-0 in favor of Bolger out of Derry High School.
A takedown for Kondrasik of Laurel. He now leads 4-0 over Blake Jameson of McGuffey. That's at 114 pounds, 116 to go in that match. Jameson will start down over on mat 4. Lemley of Bentworth, still no score against Chambers of Highlands. 1-0 Chambers with, a penalty point here. So 1-0 Chambers leads over Lemley.
Four back points more for Bolger. He'll go up 9-0 on Delaney. Delaney trying to come around. Delaney getting a bit high. Delaney trying to get out from underneath. And boy, nice job by Bolger, the top seed.
Yep.
Overall record of 36-9.
That's what I got.
Yeah, 36-9. The top seed out of Derry High School. Delaney in a little bit of trouble here, trailing 9-0 after one period against the top seed. Caleb Delaney out of Jefferson Morgan, trailing down by 9 points. We'll go to period number 2.
Chase Brown of Yawk with a takedown, so he's back within 4, 7-3. Brock McClure of Bentworth leads. That's a consolation match at 121 pounds. Kondrasik of Laurel still leading 4-0, just 15 seconds remaining in that one. So Blake Jameson nearing a loss here. And Lemley and Chambers now tied at 3. Chambers was awarded a penalty point early in the period. Lemley with a takedown, but then a reversal by Chambers. That's how they landed 3-3 after one period.
Single leg shot now by Bolger. Both wrestlers start the second period from their feet. Bolger. Well, he just doesn't quit. I mean, there's a couple instances it looks like Caleb Delaney is going to get out of it. This kid just doesn't quit. He just kind of hangs in there. Now, Caleb's wrapped around those legs. They're head to toe, and now they'll call a stalemate and put him back in the middle. Try again. That's a nice job by...
Yeah.
Actually, Delaney's getting a couple shots in on him. He just can't finish it.
Blake James. Yep, sorry.
Fireman's carry by Bolger. Couldn't quite finish it, but Caleb's not going to be able to get around him.
Doesn't seem that way. Blake Jameson of McGuffey falls 4-0 to Jack Kondrasik of Laurel, so Jameson will fall deeper into consolations. Brock McClure still leading 7-3 over Chase Brown of Yawk. That match is in blood time right now. And Bobby Lemley still tied 3-3 with Javion Chambers of Highlands. This is the semifinal match at 114 pounds. Chambers the 2 seed, 32-6. Lemley the 3 seed, 31-11. Lemley will start down here, 19 seconds into the second period.
Caleb's been close a couple times getting a takedown here. He just can't finish it. As Bolger grabs that ankle, he just will not let go of it, and it is 9-0 in favor of Bolger. He's got the lead on Caleb Delaney out of Jefferson Morgan.
Lemley trying to fight up to his feet. Strong on the left side is Chambers to work that left arm bar. Chambers is going to roll him. Did he get a few near fall points? He did. Javion Chambers of Highlands makes quick work and gets 2 near fall points on Bobby Lemley to extend his lead to 5-3.
Well, it's going to be Delaney's choice. We go. He's down 12-0. Smart thing, he's taking top. He's going to try to work from the top and maybe catch and put him in some. 12-0 the score.
Chambers, oh man, just so hard on that arm bar, on that left arm of Lemley. Tried to go over the body, now reverses and tries to go with the head. Lemley defensively doing a nice job, but Chambers is just so tough on those arms and really in control of Lemley. Lemley now trying to get up to his feet near the boundary. Chambers trying to shoulder him down that way. Lemley trying to stand up, able to do it, but hard on the left leg is Chambers, pulling Lemley back, and Javion Chambers is really controlling this match from the top position here in the second period. Brock McClure of Bentworth, he has extended his lead out to 9-3 there in the third period. He's wrestling Chase Brown of Yawk. We're going to get another blood time there for McClure, so they'll take a timeout.
Delaney's riding up on top of Bulger. He just can't turn him.
Yeah, I mean, and with the lead that Bulger holds right now, all you're doing is just trying to stay off your back.
Yeah. He's got a bar working, got a tight waist in, now grabs the wrist on the far side. He's got to run it. He's got no other choice. He's got to try to do it. Up to his feet, though, Bulger comes. Delaney tries to go down low. And in the meantime, he's going to give up the reversal, and that's going to make it 14-0.
Lemley now riding on top of Chambers, trying to look for sort of a tilt, but Chambers' leg is kind of caught up in it. They're going to give Chambers an escape, it looks like. So 6-3, Javion Chambers leads.
Bulger has a cradle locked up, and this is going to do it.
But a three-point takedown. Lemley gets the takedown. So now 6-6, Bobby Lemley has come back to tie this match against Javion Chambers. 6-6, a minute 25 and counting here. This is a semifinal match at 114 pounds.
Technical fall win, 19-0. Your winner is from Derry High School, Patrick Bulger.
Lemley needs to be careful here. Again, riding on top, he's tied 6-6, a minute 5 to go. Now Chambers in on the leg. It'd be a reversal if Chambers can find possession here. As he now pushes in the Lemley. Lemley on his on wallet trying to push out. And not a lot he can do. Brock McClure, this is a quick update, now leading 11-3 over Chase Brown of Yawk. Sticking with the Lemley match, Chambers rolls through. Chambers looking for the reversal. Watch out for Lemley here, a defensive pin. Now Chambers, a bit of a scramble. Chambers is hard on that leg. Chambers trying to roll into him for a reversal. Still no points awarded. There is the two-point reversal. Chambers of Highlands. He now leads Bobby Lemley 8-6, 25 seconds to go.
So the top seeds are doing some nice work here. 121 pounds, Preston Bubash out of Elizabeth Forward, leading over Fort Cherry's Cameron Eiler.
Lemley,
10-2.
Lemley with a reversal here, trying to keep a foot in bounds, and he's going to go out of bounds. So Lemley able to reverse Chambers, tie it up at 8, and he had him in a headlock, was trying to find near fall points, and Chambers able to fight himself to the boundary, and out of bounds they go. 8-8, 7 seconds to go. Lemley has come back again to tie it. Chambers up to his feet, trying to cut away. Just 3 seconds ago, Lemley lifts, tries to take him back. Chambers rolls through. No time, 8-8. We are going to overtime right after a quick 30-second break here on WJPA and greensports.net.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
We got a final in 121 pounds, semifinal match, first period, technical fall win. Preston Bubash out of Elizabeth Ford over Cameron Eiler at Fort Cherry. 19-4 was the score on that one.
Brock McClure, a winner, 11-3, major decision over Chase Brown of Yawk. He will advance. And going back to the semifinal match at 114, we had some blood time, but we're ready to get underway. Javion Chambers of Highland, the 2 seed, against Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, the 3 seed, 8-8. And overtime is underway. Lemley trying to be heavy on the head and get around for sort of a short single. He's got that left leg or the right leg of Chambers. Chambers. And Chambers is going to be able to find a takedown and 3 near fall points. Javion Chambers connects on a 7-point move. Lemley was in the shot. Chambers able to scramble, tilt him. And Javion Chambers of Highland, your winner at 114-pound semifinal match, 15-8 over Bobby Lemley of Bentworth. Underway, coming up on mat one here, Cameron Baker of Burl against Danny Smith of Burgettstown.
He's got a couple of takedowns. Yep. He's leading it 6-1, now 6-2. He cuts Smith again. Baker, the top seed at 127 pounds. And he gets another takedown, 9-2.
I mean, that was just incredible work there. Smith was running away from him, and he dove full out for that takedown. Yeah.
Now he's out to the side with the cradle, takes him down again. That's just power. 12-3, the score. Cuts him loose, 12-4. Baker now tries to sweep the leg on the right side of Smith. Smith able to get out of that. Smith needs to slow this thing down.
Yep. It's getting out of hand quick.
Yeah, 15-4. I don't think he can, though. This kid's pretty quick.
He's going to give another optional start here. Yeah, 15-4 it is right now. James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan underway. He leads 3-0 over Lyndon Aker of Highlands.
Ladies and gentlemen, turning your attention to mat four. With that victory, Bruce Anderjack, now the all-time wins leader at Quaker Valley.
Might have heard that one. Bruce Anderjack of Quaker Valley, all-time wins leader at Quaker Valley. So congratulations to him. The heat has had.
Another takedown for Baker, 18-5. Now tries to tilt him. He does. And this is going to do it. Your winner is going to be Cameron Baker out of, he's going to get four there. That's going to make the final 22-5. Your winner, Cameron Baker. I'll tell you, the top seeds look awful good.
They look like the top seeds, that's for sure.
Yeah, they look awful good.
James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, consolation match at 127 pounds. He's going to be a winner, I believe, by fall. He had a 6-0 lead over Lyndon Aker of Highland. So congratulations to James Delaney. Continues on in the consolation matches. Over on mat three, Washington's Noah Patton against Shane Cronin of Best Center. Two wrestlers familiar with each other there as Cronin gets the first takedown. He now leads 3-0, and then underway on mat four, it's Austin Kasanovich of Avonworth, the two seed, against Clayton Ely of McGuffey, the three seed, underway at 127 pounds.
Lucas Barr, takedown, 10 seconds into the match. Here at 133 pounds, semifinal matchup, he's got the lead quickly. 3-1 as he cuts Jeremy Wagner out of Keystone Oaks loose. 3-1, Lucas Barr out of McGuffey. Here in the semifinals, he's got the lead. Now a double leg shot and another takedown for Lucas Barr. I tell you what, this is like a takedown match.
Another that's what you've had mostly on that one.
Yeah, we don't have any pins. We just have tech falls.
Nice job there by Wagner, though. Wagner almost was able to catch Barr. Not able to, but close. Christian Triado underway for Hopewell on mat two against Carter Thomas of Burl. There's no score there. Cronin continuing to lead 3-0 over Patton there in the second period. Cronin of Best Center, Patton of Wash High, and Ely of McGuffey trailing 6-1 to Kasanovich of Avonworth.
Lucas Barr, another takedown. The finals are supposed to start at 3 o'clock.
We still have another round of consolations.
We have another round of consolations, and then the finals are 3. Barr with a 9-2 lead. Now four back points coming his way. That'll make it 13-2. See if he can turn him again. He's got a Barr up on him. He has it on Wagner. Wagner trying to post to the far side to keep him going to his back again. He is trailing 13-2. Oh, and he jumps a half to the near side. Barr got a little quick with that. Still maintains control. And they're out of bounds, and Barr is still going to be in control. And Wagner worked from the bottom position.
Triado only trailing 1-0 to Carter Thomas of Burl. It looks like Burl Thomas might have gotten a penalty point in his favor. So 1-0, Thomas leads over Triado of Hopewell. Cronin continuing to hold a 3-0 lead over Patton of Wash High. Just 40 seconds ago, second period there. They're on their feet. Cronin in on a shot now, trying to dump Patton over. Head isn't cleared yet. Soon to be, though, kind of looking near side. Still no points for Cronin, but he's in pretty deep on a shot. Kasanovich of Avonworth, a 6-1 lead he has over Ely of McGuffey. That's a semifinal match at 127.
Wagner will defer. Barr goes neutral. 13-2. as we go to the second period. Barr out of McGuffey High School. He has controlled this from the outset, and he's looked awful good on his feet. Now he's got the underhooks in.
Kristen Triato of Hopewell with a takedown late in the second period. He now leads 3-1 over Carter Thomas of Burrell. And Noah Patton able to find a takedown himself at the end of the second period. Cronin was in deep on a shot, but Patton fights through it. 3-3, Patton and Cronin going into the third period, although injury time for Patton coming up.
Toronto leading 3-1, Constellation from Hopewell. He leads over Thomas of Burrell. Back over on mat number one, though, is the top seed, Lucas Barr, 13-2 over Wagner.
Kasanovich of Avonworth, he leads 8-1 over Clayton Ely. It's a 2-3 matchup at 127. Kasanovich, though, in pretty firm control here as he's got Ely just 15 seconds ago, second period in that match.
13-2. Out of bounds they go again as Barr now goes on the attack. He's got the lead. One of the weight classes. I don't think we have a dairy wrestler in the semis.
One of the few.
Underhooks in. Barr with the takedown. He'll go up now 16-2. He's got to turn him one time, and he's got the win. 16-2. He may cut him loose again and try another takedown. We'll see.
Kasanovich of Avonworth in on a front headlock against Ely of McGuffey. Ely now trying to grab that right leg as Kasanovich continues to work around the body, able to pick the ankle and spin around for an extra three. So 10-point lead, 11-1. Kasanovich now leads on mat four. That's the semifinal match at 127. Noah Patton of Wash High, he leads 4-3 against Shane Cronin of Best Center. A minute 30 to go in that one as they scramble. Patton in on a shot, Cronin trying to defend.
Go to the third period, 16-2, Barr in control. Wagner says, I'm going to take top. Let me try from there. I don't blame him.
You got to try something, right?
It's not working on the feet. The feet has been there. It's the one-point escape, and that's going to do it. This match, 17-2. Final win. Our final score is Lucas Barr. He's your winner out of McGuffey. Technical fall win, 17-2.
Noah Patton came all the way back. He now leads 9-5 over Shane Cronin. Cronin, however, though, with the reversal, so now cuts it in. Again, 9-5 to score. Cronin riding on top, 40 seconds to go there. Ely still trailing 11-1 in his semifinal match against Austin Kasanovich of Avonworth. Kasanovich looks to be the winner here as we approach just 10 seconds remaining in that match. Again, Cronin of Best Center trailing 9-5 to Patton of Wash High. 30 seconds to go, third period there.
Well, here's Olson from Derry. Matched up with Noah Collins of West Green, and quickly takedown here for, looks like, coming here, and it is for Camden Olson, the top seed at 133 pounds.
Yeah, Camden the blue and gold singlet's not doing you any favors there.
No. It's a different goal. Well, no, not really. It's about the same.
Kasanovich, your winner over Ely, 11-1. Kasanovich onto the finals at 127 pounds. Cronin still trying to work in, but it looks like Cronin may be too little too late. He trails 9-5, trying to work on Patton. Patton going to be hit with a stalling. Cronin trying to lace that leg and tilt back over. Patton's going to take the stalling call and the win. 9-5, Noah Patton, your winner of Wash High at 127. And Christian Triato nearing a victory. He leads 7-2 over, now 9-2 over Carter Thomas of Burrell. Seems like that is going to go in Triato's favor at 133 pounds.
Noah Collins out of West Green, one of two pioneers in the semifinals. Olson tries to barrel roll him over, and Collins able to fight that off. 3-0 in favor of Olson. He's got the lead. 30 seconds and some there remaining in this opening period, but Olson in control.
Number one seed at 139 pounds, Drake McClure hits the mat for Bentworth. He has Jacob Stewart of Burl as his opponent. No score there. They're a minute in. So far, just wrestling on their feet.
Up to his feet comes Collins, and Olsen brings it back down to the mat.
Another consolation match, Lane Ely of McGuffey. He will be underway against Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward. So Ely of McGuffey on mat two, Collins of West Green on mat one, and McClure of Bettworth on mat four, all going right now. No score for McClure and no score for Ely so far. Those are both first period scores.
Well, it looks like Ely's getting close to getting taken down over here on mat number three.
It does, you're right.
But able to fight it off. Logan Fox out of Elizabeth Ford fighting this off. Logan Fox is deep on a double on Ely. We'll go over now back over to Collins. Collins will start this second period from the top. Drives Olsen down to the mat. Up to his feet comes Olsen. Collins hanging in, trips him down to the mat. Now runs a bar over here to the right side on Olsen. Collins trying to match up here. He's trailing 3-0. Gave up a takedown early in that first period to Olsen. And now fought him off on the bottom.
Yep.
No score with Ely. Ely and Fox are scoreless.
Jacob, yep.
Go ahead.
Jacob Stewart of Burl. Fights off Drake McClure in the first period. So no score after one period. McClure is going to start on top and immediately heavy on the head, able to lace that left leg of Stewart. So Drake McClure, again, no score there, but riding and has Stewart in some trouble.
Collins. Head to toe with Fox, and we're going to get a stalemate. Good call there, Blue.
Drake McClure trying to work across the body, still riding on top. Still has that left leg. They stop now, looking to almost maybe splatal type of move. Going to try to get that other boot in. Stewart pinches down on that right side, so just that left leg still in for McClure, but he continues to ride. Official looking at Stewart for some movement.
Switch try here by Fox, or I'm sorry, by Olsen. Olsen gets the gets in behind Collins. Collins tries to funk roll him through, but he's able to get his leg free before that could happen, and it's now 5-0 in favor of Camden Olsen out of Derry area over Noah Collins of West Green. 5-0.
McClure still riding on top. We're about a minute and a half into the second period. No score. But Drake McClure continues to ride on Jacob Stewart. And finally, he's going to be able to put a half in with the legs and tilt Stewart enough for some near fall points. He's got at least three waiting for him, does Drake McClure. Doesn't want to roll too far there. Stewart able to roll through it. But we're going to get four near fall points. Drake McClure of Bentworth going to ride for the entire second period, find four near fall points, and take a 4-0 lead into the third period.
Two back points for Olsen. He goes up now 7-0. We go to the third. Ely will now tie things up. We're tied 3-3. Ely and Fox, and they are in the second period, 46 seconds to go in that consolation match at 139. Back at 133, Noah Collins will start this period from the top. Olsen from the bottom.
Looks like Ely might have Fox stuck here. Able to connect. Ely's got near fall points.
Oh, my.
Lane Ely of McGuffey. 15 seconds ago, second period, but he's got near fall points coming. He gives up the pin attempt, but able to roll through. Now Fox trying to scramble for it. And Ely's going to maybe find a few more near fall points. So it's just the two near fall points at the end of the period. I thought for sure that he had more. But Lane Ely takes an 8-3 lead into the third period in this 139 consolation match. Drake McClure has extended his lead as well. He now leads 8-0, a minute to go, third period, on Jacob Stewart of Burl. So McClure, the one seed at 139, inching closer to a championship appearance.
Noah Collins got injury time running on him. He's trailing by a score of 8-0. Lane Ely up 8-5 now. Now 9-5 as Ely's going to get the one-point escape. Dump a try there by Fox, Logan Fox out of Elizabeth Ford.
McClure continuing to ride. He's in good shape here. Looking for that far shoulder to drag it across. Just 20 seconds remain in the third period. Drake McClure, the one seed from Bentworth, looking like he is going to advance on to a WPIAL final at 139 pounds. Does he have any more points in him? He does not. But Drake McClure, your winner, 8-0 over Jacob Stewart of Burrell at 139 pounds semifinal match.
Big second period.
He had four in the second and then four again in the third.
Oh, he had four in the fourth.
Yeah, but that second period, it was a scoreless first. And in that second period, he rode on top for the entire of it and got near fall points, which I'll say that never happens, but a lot of times you're just sort of riding to ride. He's able to convert that and turn that into points.
No, Collins legs in. Trying to run a power half up on top on Olson, Camden Olson out of Derry. Camden Olson now will strip that hand. Now we got a potentially dangerous.
The other semifinal match at 139 underway. We have Mason Wright of Best Center, your two seed, against Michael McNeil of Derry, your three seed. Here's another Derry semifinalist against the two seed now in Mason Wright. They'll go out of bounds and back to center. 26 seconds have gone by, no score.
I don't think they've lost a semifinal match either.
It doesn't appear that they're going to lose here at 133 either with Olson.
No, Olson's got a pretty good handle on this one. Now Collins getting really high. Collins better bail. He does. That's going to make the score 10-0 in favor of Olson over Collins. 10-0.
Lane Ely, your winner at 139-pound consolation match. He had an early deficit to Logan Fox, but Ely fights back and wins with a major decision, 16-7. Lane Ely, your winner out of McGuffey.
15 seconds to go in this one, and it is Camden Olson out of Derry area at 133. He'll join some other teammates in the finals as he's going to pick up this win over Noah Collins of West Green. And that's going to do it. 10-0.
Still no score. Mason Wright, Michael McNeil is the 139-pound semifinal match. Carter Cadis has hit the mat now. That's a consolation match against Dylan Jones of Keystone Oaks. And Brady Whitewiser and Caleb Patton both underway at 145. But we're going to take a quick break, come back, bring the action to all of that stuff. You're listening to WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championships from Chartiers Valley High School on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
And welcome back to Chartiers Valley. We have a number of matches underway here.
Constellation match. Yep, one Constellation 145. Brady Whitewiser is trailing 3-0 to Washington's Caleb Patton. Rightweiser out of Burgistown. That is an all-Washington County matchup. The semifinal match at 1:45 underway. Julian Bertuzzi out of Burrow is scoreless with Ethan Bosco out of Central Valley.
Consolation match at 139 pounds. Carter Cadis of Burgistown has an 8-0 lead over Dylan Jones of Keystone Oaks. They are more than halfway through the second period there. Cadis has had some near fall points to tack on to his lead. Again, 8-0 there. Semifinal match at 139 pounds. It is Michael McNeil of Derry with a 1-0 lead over Mason Wright of Best Center. That's a 2-3 matchup. Wright the 2-seed. McNeil the 3-seed. McNeil leading 1-0. 38 seconds left to go. They are on their feet. Wrestling in the second period.
Well, we got 3-0. Caleb Patton out of Washington here in the consolations. He's halfway through. Well, actually, only 20 seconds remaining in the second period. He's got a 3-0 lead over Rightweiser. Rightweiser's not pushing the envelope a little bit, so Caleb's kind of content right now to say, okay, let's hang out here, 3-0.
Mason Wright and Michael McNeil, again, still just 1-0, just 5 seconds to go on the boundary as they tie up. And the second period will come to a close there. McNeil leading Wright 1-0, 1:39 semifinal match. Quickly, Carter Cadis of Burgistown, he leads 8-1 over Dylan Jones of KO. That's in the third period. They're on their feet. Mason Wright will start down for Best Center to begin the third period. Quickly up to his feet. And McNeil will allow him to cut. So 1-1 now, 1:50 to go. Semifinal match at 1:39.
Well, Caleb Patton took the bottom position, and Rightweiser said, we're just going to go from our feet. So he gave him the 1 point, 4-0, and we've just started this third period. Caleb Patton with a 4-0 lead. The winner of this match moves into the fourth round of consolations, which is the battle to see who goes for third.
And Carter Cadis with a pin. He was up 11-1, so Carter Cadis of Burgistown advancing in the consolation match. A win over Dylan Jones of KO. Wright and McNeil, 1-1 on their feet, 1:20 to go, into a bit of a standing front headlock. Thus, McNeil tries to break Mason Wright down, unable to do so. Heavy on the head is McNeil, gets right down to his knees. Wright trying to battle through here, but McNeil controlling here, and we're going to get a whistle and a stalemate. They're going to go out of bounds and come back to center. 1:04 remaining, 1-1, Wright and McNeil, 1:39 semifinal match. Keep an eye.
Takedown from Rightweiser. 1 point escape now for Caleb Patton. 5-3 the score.
Yeah, yeah. I need to see Rightweiser pick up the pace a little bit here.
He let about 40 seconds go there in that second period. And no one was really doing anything. They were just kind of circling each other, doing a lot of head tapping and not much engagement. But now 5-3 the score. We're down under 30 seconds.
40 seconds to go. Mason Wright, Michael McNeil, semifinal match at 1:39. Underway as they tie up. Like Pat maybe was in on a shot there, but they go out of bounds.
Yep. He was the aggressor. Now Rightweiser goes in for that single leg across the way.
And Michael McNeil with a takedown of Mason Wright in the semifinal match. Just 18 seconds to go. Michael McNeil of Derry now leading 4-1 on the boundary. Wright's got to do something. Tries a Granby roll. Doesn't connect on it. And they'll go out of bounds. 10 seconds to go. Mason Wright, a Best Center, trailing 4-1. He'll start down.
Patton, your winner, 5-3. He will move on out. And that means Rightweiser will wrestle for seventh place.
Mason Wright trying to switch, unable to do it. And Michael McNeil of Derry area, another semifinal win for the Trojans as Mike McNeil wins 4-1 at 139 pounds. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to bring you more action here. This is the boys AA WPIL Wrestling Championship from Chartiers Valley on greensports.net and WJPA.com.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandysfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Coming up on Matt 4, we have Victor Bonus of McGuffey. He trails 3-0 to Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. This is a 152-pound semifinal match.
Semifinal match, 145. Bertucci out of Burrow and Central Valley's Bosco are tied at 1. And we are down to 1 minute. We're going to overtime. Here we go. Sudden victory. We are tied at 1. That's the first one that I've had. 1-1 the score. Bertucci out of Burrow, Bosco from Central Valley. Right on the edge. Out of bounds they go.
Boyer of Elizabeth Forward continuing to ride on Bonus of McGuffey. Had a bar there for a minute. Potentially dangerous is called, though, just 9 seconds to go.
Two-point takedown for Bertucci on the shot by Bosco. And he's going to pick up the win, 4-1.
First period will come to an end here. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, again, leading 3-0 over Victor Bonus of McGuffey. So that'll go to the second period with that lead.
Now stepping up here, 45 or?
Yep, I think it's your other semifinal at 45 here.
What are they doing now? Oh, they must be getting ahead. Okay, so 145 semifinal matchup. Emmett Wolf out of McGuffey taking on William McNeil out of Derry. So this is the matchup here at 145, the other one. Emmett Wolf.
Bonus of McGuffey. Riding on top of Boyer here to begin the second period. This is the 152-pound semifinal match. And Bonus had Boyer with a takedown of Bonus in that first period, which has him the 3-0 lead.
Out of bounds they go, put him back in the center, Wolf and McNeil. 145-pound semifinal matchup. Winner gets Bertucci.
Boyer with a reversal of Bonus. So Lucas Boyer of EF now leading 5-0. 35 seconds into the second period as he rides on top of Bonus. Bonus is going to need a big move here. Boyer now tilts, unable to get any near fall points. And Bonus not only able to get off his back, but able to scramble up to his feet. So Victor Bonus onto the board. He trails 5-1 now. A minute 8 to go, second period.
McNeil was on a single. And Emma Wolf was able to get back, and now he's going to try to spin him behind. He does get him behind, and they're going to give him the takedown. He has the takedown. Emma Wolf with the takedown. He goes up by a count of 3-0. Emma Wolf out of McGuffey trying to make it to the finals.
Yeah, nice effort there from Wolf, too. You're right. Kind of a funky position. But
I thought at first referee gave that a little quick, but then yep. No, he was right. He got it right.
Able to turn something into nothing. And
3-0.
Yep, out of bounds, Bonus and Boyer go. 38 seconds, second period there. Bonus trying to push it a little bit, trailing by 4 on their feet. Had a really long mat going on mat 3. Harper Sipes of Quaker Valley and Carter Bizup of Ligonier Valley. That's an 8-8 score in the second period. We'll stay focused here with our two McGuffey wrestlers.
Well, Wolf's going to ride this out, it looks like, unless something happens here by McNeil in the last 5 seconds. Emma Wolf sitting right on top of him. And Emma Wolf will take a 3-0 lead in period number two.
Shot in by Boyer. Good sprawl and defense by Bonus. Bonus now has Boyer into a pretty tight front headlock. I think has that wrist locked up with it, but Boyer able to at least fight himself out of bounds, so they'll reset 12 seconds to go third period.
They're going to cut. It's going to be Wolf's choice. He's going to take down. McNeil's going to let him come to his feet. 4-0.
Second period comes to a close. Victor Bonus trailing Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth forward 5-1. It's going to be Bonus's choice, and Bonus is going to take neutral. He's trying to, at this point, make something out of nothing, something out of nothing, as Boyer's been a pretty tight defender here through two periods.
I think Emma Wolf got poked in the eye a little bit. I think
maybe McNeil, a contact.
Unintentionally kind of poked him in the left eye. Couple of head taps in there, and finger got in there.
Shot in by Boyer. Bonus again. Good sprawl and block into that front headlock. Has that right arm pinch. Boyer, though, resets, and now he's in on the leg of Bonus. Lucas Boyer looking for the takedown, trying to climb the body, and Bonus is going to give it up. Lucas Boyer with a takedown. He now leads 8-1, a minute 17 and counting. Boyer, the 3-seed, looking to find his way into the finals against Bonus.
Tries to sweep the ankle, does McNeil. Wolf gets back. Wolf gets back again after a re-shot by McNeil. McNeil now reaching for that left leg. Emmett Wolf trying to swing in behind. They're right on the edge. Shot, boy, I tell you, McNeil just keeps coming after him, but Wolf does a nice job of just keeping him at bay. Stalemate call, puts him back in the center. 1:20 to go, 4-0 in favor of Wolf out of McGuffey. He's got the lead.
Boyer continues to ride Bonus. They're now under a minute to go. Victor Bonus is going to need to find something as he trails by 7, and Boyer has been in control for most of this match, including 2 takedowns, and one of those being here in the third period. Boyer has Bonus broken down flat. Boyer trying to work to his feet, but that ankle of his is caught up in Boyer, and Boyer once again breaks down. Lucas Boyer inching closer to his finals appearance.
Another takedown for Wolf. He goes up now by a score of...
They put that on the wrong side.
They put it on the wrong side. That's not right. That's Wolf got the takedown.
Did they? Yeah, I'm not sure.
They know they got it
okay,
wrong.
Okay, there you go. Out of bounds go Boyer and Bonus. Again, Boyer leading 8-1, 27 seconds remain. As we get closer, underway on that too, Javon Woods of Wash High against Braxton Carr of Laurel.
7-0 our score in favor of Wolf. Pretty much is dominated here. Emma Wolf out of McGuffey. Stalemate call, put him back in the center. 21 seconds to go, second period. Emma Wolf leading 7-0.
And Boyer, had to be careful there. Bonus came up to his feet. Boyer tried to pull him back on top of him. I think Bonus is going to get a reversal or at least an escape.
Should get an escape.
I thought he had a reversal. I thought he had landed on top of Boyer. Instead, he's going to get
he's going to get anything.
They're going to give him a penalty point, maybe for locking hands. 8-2. Bonus up to his feet. Turns into Boyer. There's an escape. I don't even think they have the escape yet. Bonus looking for anything. Boyer now is going to hang on. And Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth forward, an 8-2 victory over Victor Bonus of McGuffey in a semifinal match at 152 pounds. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We got a few more to wrap up, and we'll be back. This is WPIA Boys AA Wrestling from Chartiers Valley on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
7-0, Emmett Wolf controlling things. We're in the third period. He's got the lead over William McNeil out of Derry area. And he's been pretty methodical with this.
Yeah, it's been a really impressive performance by Wood, or by Wolf, excuse me. Javon Woods of Watch High trails Braxton Carr of Laurel 4-1. They are in the second period, about 30 seconds remaining there, and underway on mat 4, semifinal match at 152 pounds. Tristan Torkovich of Mount Pleasant, no score against Jonah Erdely of Fraser. So Torkowitz and Erdely underway, shot in by Erdely. Connects in on the double, tries to dump Torkowitz, and he will. Early takedown, Jonah Erdely of Fraser. He leads 3-0.
Crossbody ride in, and he is just going to ride this thing. And the referee said, no, that's enough. Still me. Because he would have rode that thing for another 30 seconds.
He would have been happy to keep it there. Yeah, 7-0. Braxton Carr of Laurel has extended his leads over Woods of Wash High 7-1 as they go to the third period. Woods will start down.
Back over with now cross face thrown in there by Emma Wolf. Goes either way. And that's going to pretty much do it, 7-0. That cross by ride is exactly what that is being used for in this third period. And he's going to get the win. Emmett Wolf's going to be your winner, 7-0 over McNeil. 7-0 the final score.
Yeah, nice win there for Wolf in a semifinal match. Erdely riding here, a first period almost to a close.
It's going to bring up Owen Ivzik and Alec Palko here on mat number one.
These two saw each other in the Southern Regional Final.
And the dual match.
Ivzik was Ivzik prevailed last week at Burgettstown, but two outstanding wrestlers, both Ivzik and Palko.
Ivzik on a single leg. Palko able to get out of it. Ivzik back up in there tight. Now they'll push away and they'll come back at it. Single leg shot there by Ivzik. Palko trying to spin in behind. Now Palko on a single leg. Now goes to a double. Close to getting a takedown is Palko. Palko, I think he's got it. He does have a takedown. 3-0.
Yeah, nice takedown there. Ivzik is so tough in those positions. Able to fight. Great work by Palko to stay focused and get that.
3-0. This is how the match started up at Benworth. Palko went up something like 6-2. Then Ivzik came on in the second and third
period. Ivzik was a little more in control last week against at Burgettstown in the section.
Ivzik tries to Granby roll through, and Palko lets him roll and sneaks in behind. Now Ivzik up. Palko throws the that Merkel in. He's got that leg late. Well, no, he lost the leg. Now he got it back in there. He's got a side headlock. He's got that thing tight in there on Ivzik. Ivzik, one of the best wrestlers in the WPL, 160. Stalling called on red. That's on Palko.
Interesting. Quick stall there. Javon Woods of Wash High able to get a takedown on Braxton Carr, 7-5. He's trying to let Carr up so he can have another chance. He trails by two. There is the escape, and now Carr is going to get hit with stalling. So he'll get the one-point escape. So 8-5, Javon Woods trailing Braxton Carr. Woods is really pushing it here. And honestly, it looks like Carr's just taking, they're going to call injury time. It more looks like kind of just trying to catch his breath more than anything. Woods is going to push the issue here.
Palko tried to get the leg in. Ivzik caught it. Ivzik now leads him up and then drops him down, and he will get the reversal. 3-2 in favor of Palko. He leads over Owen Ivzik out of Bentworth. Now tight waist in here.
Semi-final match at 152. Jonah Erdely of Fraser. He has a 4-0 lead. Second period coming to a close against Tristan Torkovich of Mount Pleasant. So Jonah Erdely in good position here, leading 4-0 after two periods.
1 point escape for Palko, 4-2.
Let's see if Woods here for Wash High the last 20 seconds. Trailing 8-5 to Braxton Carr of Laurel. Woods needs to get going, though, trying to set up a shot, but not tied up. In on a double leg. Carr sprawls back. Woods, not a great shot, and Carr, I think, is just going to try to hold here. He's got the ankle of Woods. Woods now re-engages. Going to try a quick throw by, but he's going to run out of time. And Javon Woods will fall 8-5 to Braxton Carr of Laurel. Great effort by Woods there at the end.
Palka throws the legs in as he starts the period from the top. Ibzik tries to reach him off the back, and now Palka getting a bit high. Palka stays with him. Palka leading 4-2. We're in the second period. Ibzik the top seed.
Erdely continues to ride Torkovitz so far. A minute 20 to go, third period, and Jonah Erdely in control here is 152-pound semifinal match.
4-2 to count. Now working up on top. Now working to reinforce that. And they're saying potentially dangerous on Palko. So Ibzik will come back in here in the center. 4-2. Palko leading in this matchup at a semifinal, 160 pounds. Very tough weight class here.
Incredibly tough. This Sipes Bizup match on Mat 3, not that we've been following it, still going on. We've had several matches go by while that one has been going.
Caution against Palko. False start. Now they're back in action. Leg in. Running the crossbody in up to his feet. And potentially dangerous call. 105 to go here in the second period. Palko with a 4-2 lead.
Jonah Erdely of Frazier has been in control the entire match, has ridden the majority of this third period against Tristan Torkovitz, and he now leads 4-0, just 20 seconds to go. A roll through by Torkovitz, and that will count for nothing as he gets up to his feet. Erdely never really lost contact, though, and out of bounds they go, 16 seconds to go. Jonah Erdely inching closer to a finals appearance.
Palko riding up on top, trying to run a reinforced half. He's trying to get in there, but Ibzik has his arms trapped underneath there. It won't let him get that half in there. Palka's really trying to really run something in here, yep, but he can't get it underneath there.
Jonah Erdely quickly a winner, 4-0 at 152 pounds. Erdely on to the finals.
Warning green, that's on Ibzik. 10 seconds to go here. Palko, it'll be his choice. It'll be interesting to see what he takes here in the third period. He deferred in the second. He's got a 4-2 lead over Ibzik. It'll be interesting to see what he decides to do.
I mean, he just controlled the top there.
He's going down. Now let's see. Oh, no, he's going to cut him loose. Or no. No, he's not. He's going to, he lined up like he was going to. 4-2 the score. He is going to let him loose.
Underway on mat three quickly. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown leads 3-0 over Josiah Bosch.
Both wrestlers been warned for stalling, Ibzik and Palko. Now Palko on a single leg shot. Driving into him. Out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center. 1:46 to go. Palko leading by 3, 5-2, but a tight 3-point takedown, remember, ties things up. Ibzik very good on his feet. Palko, sophomore out of Jefferson Morgan. Ibzik, senior out of Bentworth.
Logan Noyes of Burgettstown, a reversal over Bosch of Beaver County Christian. So Noyes now leading 5-0 second period.
Palko now. Both wrestlers on their feet here. They're in a tie-up. They've both been warned for stalling. Oh, a little duck under try. And then coming behind and getting the takedown. And they're going to say he didn't have it. Palko was out of bounds.
Wow, that was... Palko was in control that whole time. And maybe Ibzik lucked out there being on the boundary.
It looked like Palko thought that that was a takedown, too.
It sure looked like it to me, honestly.
1 minute to go. Palko leading the top seed right now. Owen Ibzik now into a double leg shot. Driving into Ibzik, and he's got it, and he's going to get the takedown. He's going to go up by a score of 8-2. Palko leading 8-2 over Owen Ibzik out of Bentworth, and out of bounds they go. Palko leading.
Yep, Logan Noyes of Burgettstown has extended his lead over Josiah Bosch. 9-0, second period, about 40 seconds to go there. So Noyes in control at 152.
Palka leading 8-2. There's 40 seconds to go. We haven't seen the top seed go down, have we?
I don't think we have. Nope.
Here's a little Gramby roll by Ipswich, and Ipswich's going to get the reversal to make it 8-4. Now Ipswich's going to cut him loose, but no, he didn't get him loose. Now Palka in on a double leg. That'll make it 11-4.
Are they reversal or 10-4?
Oh, they call it a reversal because it wasn't
never, never gave him the escape. Yep.
That's right. 10-4. We're down to 15 seconds, and Owen Ipswich is going to be upset here by the sophomore out of Jefferson Morgan. And 1 point red. Ipswich not. That's another one. That's 11-4. And your winner is going to be Alec Palko. He upsets the top seed. The final 11-4.
Yeah, outstanding work there. Into the third period, Logan Noyes for Burgett Sound leads 9-0. We'll follow his match and more when we return to Chartiers Valley High School. Listening to boys AA WPIO Wrestling Championships on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center, the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And welcome back to Chartiers Valley. Underway right now and just finishing up, Logan Noyes of Burgettstown, a 14-0 victory over Josiah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. So Noyes continues on through the consolations at 152 pounds. He is your winner there. Looking around here, trying to see our next local wrestlers coming up. It looks like
Garrett
Newman of McGuffey coming on, it looks like.
Well, I got... I got South Park's Camden Barkey and Jonah Bosch out of Beaver County Christian.
Yep.
They are underway over here on the consolation mat, 172. And in the semifinal match, 172, I got Mason Horvat out of Derry area.
Yep.
And he is scoreless with Ben Cotolto of Burl. So that's what's happening on these two.
And Antonio Perkins, Antonio Perkins of Burl and Garrett Newman of McGuffey now underway on mat three. Perkins with a quick takedown of Newman, so he leads 3-0. And Ewan Olson of Derry underway against Matt Dana of Quaker Valley. That's a semifinal match at 160 pounds. Olson of Derry leading 4-1. That's late in the third period. Newman of McGuffey trailing 3-0 to Perkins of Burl. Burl Perkins will continue to work on top as Newman broken flat and he's got the boots in as well.
I No score with Horwat and Cotullo. Out of bounds they go. Cotullo out of Burl. Horwat out of Derry area here at 172. And 1-0 in favor of Horwat, on the escape here in the second period.
First period will come to a close. Antonio Perkins of Burl. 3-0 lead over Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Looks like Olsen of Derry, your winner at a semifinal match at 160 pounds.
That was probably one of the easiest takedowns I've seen in quite a while, as Mason Horwat literally just picked him up and walked him gently and set him down gently, picked up Cotullo and just dropped him right on the edge of the mat.
Can always appreciate
it was like,
that.
It was like with a mother with a toddler. Just like picked him up and I'm going to set you down.
Just very gently.
Because there was nowhere for Cotullo. Cotullo couldn't go anywhere.
Another McGuffey wrestler hits the mat. Aaron Supler of McGuffey, 172 pounds, semifinal match. He has Dominic Willis of Laurel, no score, 20 seconds in. His teammate Garrett Newman next to him. Newman with a 4-0 deficit, trailing 4-0 to Antonio Perkins of Burl. That's about 40 seconds into the second period.
Horwat leading 4-0 in this one at 172. Horwat out of Derry.
Perkins a shot in and dumps Newman. Newman able to grab the ankle, though, of Perkins. Work back in, and a three-point takedown for Garrett Newman. So Newman back into this one, now just trailing by 1-4-3. No score between Supler and Willis of Laurel.
Bosch, Beaver County Christian, leading 3-0 over Camden Bark. Wouldn't Beaver County Christian kind of appear in wrestling? Is this the first? I was here last year. Were they here last year?
I believe they were here last year, yes. Looks like Willis of Laurel caught Supler there for a second, so a takedown and near fall points for Willis. So Willis now leading 5-0 on Aaron Supler of McGuffey.
We're going to bring that up. They've got about three or four kids, and they aren't too bad.
I not to speculate, I believe they're all brothers. I've heard three Bosches now come up. I think every wrestler, so maybe a family thing there. As Aaron Supler in some trouble, he gets taken to his back by Dominique Willis, and there is a pin at 1:41. Dominique Willis of Laurel, your winner over Aaron Supler of McGuffey at 1:42 of the first period, 172-pound final. Antonio Perkins of Burl, he leads 5-3 over Supler's teammate, Garrett Newman. That second period has come to a close. Again, Newman trailing 5-3 there.
Horvat, another takedown. He leads it 7-0. Over in the consolation mat, Bosch leading 3-0 over Barkey. Or Barkey out of, Camden Barkey out of South Park. All these teams coming down to Double A next year. Four teams coming down to Double A. We could see another, like a team like South Park kind of goes either. They never, because they're in that tweener area.
They are in the tweener area. Again, I know it all too well. Again, yeah. We were talking off air. When I wrestled at South Park, we were a frequent visitor to Greene County and in Southern Washington County. But you're right, there was one year we got switched up and went up to Laurel and Burgettstown, yeah, and Southside and some areas like that. So you're right. Very, very in-between area for not a lot of AA schools in the South Hills.
With Bell Vernon coming down to AA next year.
Yep.
You got Waynesburg coming back down to AA
yep.
next year. There's not going to be much room for South Park.
I was going to say, let's just add in a few powerhouses too,
yeah,
right? You're left nothing short there. Garrett Newman out of bounds. Gets an escape, so 5-4, Antonio Perkins of Burl now leading Garrett Newman of McGuffey. This is a consolation match at 160 pounds on their feet, 1 minute to go. Also underway at 189-pound semifinal match, Malachi Peak of Best Center hits the mat against Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Malachi Peak, a section winner last week.
10-2, Horvat leading, and looks like he's going to move on out to the finals for the Trojans of Derry High School.
You don't say, another Derry wrestler there into the finals. Newman trying to get clear of a little over-under fight with Perkins, they'll go out of bounds. Still no score. 32 seconds to go. 5-4, Perkins leading Newman. No score between Peak and Dunlap. They're a minute into their first period. Bout at 189-pound semifinal.
They got one more to go. Brady Brown.
Just 7 seconds to go. Newman has to go. Newman tries to step through again. Over, under. Looks for the near side leg. Nothing there. And Antonio Perkins of Burl hangs on for a 5-4 win over Garrett Newman of McGuffey. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Malachi Peak's 189-pound semifinal match and more from Chartreuse Valley High School. You'll send into Boys AA WPIL Wrestling Championships on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to Chartreuse Valley. Malachi Peak leading 1-0 here. Second period, a minute and a half to go. He had an escape after a scoreless first period. He now wrestles in the neutral position with Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Also on mat three, now Shannon Archie of Burgettstown and Braden Taggart of Bentworth underway as a consolation match at 189.
And another
score after one period.
Yeah, and another consolation match, Jack Miles of Laurel. He's leading 3-0 over Cash Main of McGuffey. That one is just finishing after one period. And in the semifinal matchup at 189, Brady Brown of Derry leading 7-1. Oh, no, he almost got caught there by Cameron Battaglia out of Beaver County Christian. And I don't know, is that Derry on top?
That's Derry on top.
Okay, yeah, he's in top, and he's going to get the fall. Brady Brown. He almost got caught there.
Yeah, almost got caught. You're right. In a match like that, sometimes that's all you can hope for.
That's right. But time of the fall is going to be 1:38. Your winner is Brady Brown out of Derry. He's into the finals.
And Cash Main trailing 5-0 to Jack Miles. Miles with a quick 5 points here. Underway second period, Braden Taggart of Bentworth. He has a 1-0 lead after an escape against Shannon Archie of Burgettstown. That's a second period match. And Malachi Peak of Beth Center still leading 1-0. About 30 seconds to go, second period. Our producer, Jacob Knisner, made a comment to me off the break, and he's right. Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley does not want to tie up with Malachi Peak. There is a concerted effort to not tie up. You see it there, but he doesn't want to get any closer. And you can see Peak kind of trying to pull him in. I think he obviously maybe watched some film and knows what he's up against with Malachi Peak. But Peak leading 1-0 here nearing the end of the second period.
Where's he from? Quaker Valley? Did they wrestle in the team tournament?
Quaker Valley? I thought
Quaker
they did.
Valley and Best Center. Didn't Best Center go to Quaker Valley?
That's very possible.
I think they did.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that, but I think they did. They may have saw each other once before already.
So they know what to expect. So second period there about to come to an end. Malachi Peak will take his 1-0 lead into the third.
2:15 semifinal matchup here right below me. It's Noah Lehu out of Beth Center, and he's quickly up by a score of 3-0 on Geo Thompson out of Elizabeth Ford. Noah Lehu trying to get the Bulldogs into the finals for a match.
Braden Taggart still leading 1-0 over Shannon Archie. Bit of a scramble there, and a 3-point takedown for Taggart late in the second period. Taggart will take a 4-0 lead to the third period. And Dunlap of Quaker Valley gets his escape just within 7 quick seconds. So a minute 53 third period. Dunlap and Peak tied at 1 quick shot in by Dunlap. Peek sprawls back, trying to clear that right leg and stand back up. And they're going to clear. Yeah, Dunlap wants nothing to do with Peek there.
Maine tied now up. Trailing 13-0 to Jack Miles. So Cash Maine looking to wrestle right now. It looks like he's going to be in the seventh place matchup.
Yeah, Cash Maine wrestled a heck of a crazy match in that blood round to get himself to this point. So
he's qualified for next week. But one thing to keep in mind, the brackets are already done for next week. They just see the top three. They're already pre-drawn, and they just insert names. The only people they really see is the 1, 2, and 3 guy.
Yep.
That's it. And those are the district champions from each from 5, 6, and from 7. And Noah Leu is going to pick up the fall. Fall coming at 103. Noah Leu, your winner, over Geo Thompson of Elizabeth Ford.
Taggart and Archie on minutes ago. Archie tried for the two underhooks to throw. Taggart slips out of it. Gets a takedown, now has near fall boards. Braden Taggart of Bentworth might have Archie stuck here. He certainly has at least 11, and Braden Taggart, your winner by fall at 4:15. Braden Taggart, your winner over Shannon Archie of Burgettstown.
Jake Miles is a winner over Cash Maine of McGuffey. Final there is 16-0, technical fall win.
29 seconds to go, third period. Malachi Peek of Best Center, 1-1 against Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. This is a 189-pound semifinal match. Malachi Peek trying to find a shot here. Shot in by Dunlap again. Peek sprawls out. Dunlap readjusts, able to grab hold of that right leg of Peek. This one feels destined for overtime unless Peek can get around. A quick whistle, by the official for a stalemate just 10 seconds ago. They'll go back to center. Underway they go. Wouldn't really say tie up, more kind of a hand fight. Clock's going to run out. We're going to overtime between Malachi Peek at 189 and Trey Dunlap from Quaker Valley.
All right, I've got this there. Derek Diamond, Frazier, scoreless with Andy Kuhn out of Burl. That is the 2:15 consolation matchup. And then in the semifinal match over here on mat number one, it's David Peters of Greensburg Salem. He is scoreless with Casey Wilson out of Laurel High School.
Overtime has begun. Malachi Peek almost with a takedown there. Couldn't quite get around Dunlap. And Dunlap's going to get blood time, so we're going to head to blood time. This is an overtime match, 189-pound semifinal match. And up on mat three, we have two local wrestlers, Adam Beloga of Burgettstown, Tyler Clayton of Chartreuse, Houston, 215 pounds. No score there, first period coming to a close.
Casey Wilson has just picked up the fall over David Peters of Greensburg Salem. Peters tried to pull Wilson over top of him. I don't understand
big guys do that.
They're as big as you. I don't understand it. And he just got pinned. And that's what I think his coach right now down there talking to Dave and said, David, young man, he's as big as you. All right? It's hard to do. You just can't do it. Diamond is scoreless.
Malachi Peek trying to get that underhook again, trying to find space, or trying to close the space, I should say, between he and Trey Dunlap. Dunlap able to fight it off and get over to the boundary. 27 seconds left there, still 1-1. And underway on that one, you've got a good one here. Colin White of West Green, Joe Wilson of Wash High.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty good one, I think. Colin White is obviously the top seed. We'll see how he does here.
They wrestled last week, and White was the winner there, but it was a close one.
These are very athletic-looking 85-pounders.
Yeah, Wilson's dealt with some injuries, which has kind of derailed his season a little bit. But, yeah, he looked very good last week, and despite the loss to White in the championship, certainly a wrestler I think can do some damage whether he wins or loses this match.
He's not taped up as much as I've seen him in the past.
Maybe he's improving.
He's getting a little bit more healthy.
Peek and Dunlap, again, just 8 seconds to go in overtime, pushing into each other. Dunlap keeping his distance, Peek trying to find anything. And our first overtime period will come to a close, still 1-1. Beloga and Clayton, 1-0. It's Clayton leading that match with 45 seconds to go, second period.
Wilson and White just trying to keep each other at bay a little bit. You see how Colin attacks this, or Wilson. Hard to get under White. As I mentioned, two very athletic-looking 285-pound wrestlers. The winner would get Wilson out of Laurel High School. Single leg shot there, try by Colin White. Colin tried to shuck him by and grab the left leg of Wilson, and he misses. But no damage done. And now the headgear comes down a little bit, and now they fix it. And down to 20 seconds. No score between White and Wilson.
Yeah, Malachi Peake riding on top here. This is the third time now he's lifted Dunlap up and brought him back down. Trying to ride out for his 30 seconds. Dunlap back up to his feet again, trying to break the grip. Peake going to be able to pull him back and out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. Malachi Peake just trying to hold on for six more seconds, riding on top.
Period comes to a close. No score between White and Wilson. Diamond is scoreless. His consolation match with Kuhn.
We got a false start. It's going to be on Peak. Need to be careful there. Beloga and Clayton, 1-0. Clayton leads. They go to the third period. Clayton will start on top. 6 seconds to go. Malachi Peak trying to ride on top.
White comes to his feet. Gets a one-point escape.
And Dunlap up to his feet. Peak brings him back down, and Malachi Peak will survive riding on top.
Double leg shot by White. I'll get back over here. And he's going to take Wilson down. Nice shot by Colin White. Go ahead.
Yep, third period. 2-1, Peak leads. Dunlap needs to be the aggressor, and they're going to hit Peak with a stalling. 22 seconds to go. Did they give a point? They did. Trey Dunlap has tied it with a stalling here in the final. Peak has to go, pushing on each other. Shot in by Dunlap. Dunlap looking for the leg, trying to stand up with it. Peak withering down on that arm. Peak trying to clear the arm. No points awarded. And that'll come to a close. Malachi Peak is going to choose down.
Colin White's going to get the go out front, put the half in, and he's going to turn Wilson over and get the win. Colin White's going to get the fall. Time of the fall will be 3:10. 3:10. He's in the finals.
We have blood time. I think it's Peak it's Dunlap. Thank you, Jacob, for Dunlap for Quaker Valley. Now blood time here. So 2-2. And Peak is going to start down in the third.
I guarantee these guys wrestled up.
Clayton and Beloga still going on here. 1-1, 30 seconds to go on their feet. Clayton was trying for double hooks, but not able to get him in there. Beloga now pushing back. Malachi Peak will go down. Now, if I'm not mistaken here, if Peak gets up, he wins. And if Peak does not, Dunlap will win here.
That's it. This is what it comes down to.
Peak up to his feet, trying to turn. Dunlap dropping to the leg. Peak trying to clear. He sprawled out. Just needs to just stand up and clear away. Malachi Peak able to get the escape with 22 seconds remaining in the final overtime period. Malachi Peak of Best Center, your winner, 3-2 over Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley.
It's a good match.
That was a really good match, yeah. And two wrestlers just, as you mentioned, probably familiar with each other. And, yeah, two wrestlers well-deserving of that victory. Malachi Peak comes out on top.
All right, Landon Heath underway here on mat number two, taking on Justin Papuga out of Derry area.
We're into overtime for Tyler Clayton of Chartiers Houston, and Adam Beloga of Burgettstown. 30 seconds to go in that overtime period. It's a 1-1 score.
Off the edge they go. They'll come back into the center.
Beloga trying again with the hooks. Clayton trying to work back into him. Beloga now with a little bit of an over-under. Now Clayton tries to slip through for a headlock. Beloga trying to get Clayton down to the mat. Clayton just needs to stay on his feet as he tries to break it. Beloga hanging on that ankle. Clayton, a great switch. But Adam Beloga of Burgettstown with just 4 seconds to go. We'll call it 3 seconds with the takedown. Adam Beloga of Burgettstown, your winner, 4-1.
First period in the book. And Justin Papuga out of Derry, scoreless with Landon Heath out of Jefferson Morgan. Tries to jump up on top, and uh-oh, he's going to get himself in trouble. Better be careful. Landon Heath looking to turn, and he does. He turns Papuga over to his back, and he's going to get the fall. Your winner is Landon Heath out of Jefferson Morgan. He's going to pick up the win by fall. Time of the fall is going to be 1:13.
And let's take a quick break. We'll be back with to wrap up this semifinal and consolation round, and we'll move on to the next round of consolation when we come back from Chartres Valley High School. You're listening to WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Touchdown Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And welcome back, wrapping up semifinal round and round three consolation finals. Right now, the match is two matches remaining, both one at 285 pounds. That's Caden Shannon of Southmoreland and Peyton Shaum of Mount Pleasant. That match scoreless right now. In a 215-pound semifinal match, it's Ty Blasco of Derry area and Colton Carlson of Laurel. Carlson of Laurel leading that one 8-0 in the second period. Just trying to get our bearings straight here as this round comes to an end. Listed on the schedule sheet has the fourth-round consolation starting at 1:30. We're getting word that they will start that sooner than 1:30.
I talked to Bill Sims, who's on the committee. He said what they're probably going to do is they're going to give him about 10 minutes as soon as these matches end.
Yep.
Because they're running into a problem with the amount of time the wrestlers have to have break. And then what they'll do is they'll not start at 1:30. Before 1:30, they're going to start, though. So
let's go ahead. We'll step away one more time here, take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this round and get you set up for our next round, starting our fourth-round consolation. Drill Center to Boys WPIL 2A Wrestling Championships from Chartiers Valley High School on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house?
Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
And welcome back to Shark Tears Valley. Perfect timing. Our round three consolation and semifinal matches just ended. We're going to take a 10-minute break, and we're going to come on back and provide you round four coverage of the consolations. This will determine who goes to the fifth place match and who goes to the third place match. And then beginning right now, scheduled for 3 o'clock, our coverage will begin around 2:50. We'll be our Parade of Champions and our championship bouts here. We've got you covered all day long from Chartiers Valley High School. We appreciate you joining us along. For Jacob Knisner and Scott Morgan, we'll be back in about 10 minutes. This is Greg Smith for WJPA.com and Greensports.net.